Thank you, Chair. Also, on the regarding the ongoing work of UNECE, FAO, and the joint program, we just wanted to call attention to the fact that we're working very in a very effective way, I think, with the Secretariat to coordinate initiatives, extra budgetary initiatives in the areas of data collection and urban forestry. And are quite happy, particularly the urban forestry is taking off also in the FAO with BioCities, and it's in the Trees and Cities Challenge. And we also have, we see this work as supporting also the San Marino Urban Forestry Action Plan. So this is something that almost is growing by itself, and we're hoping to keep supporting initiatives in the area of urban forestry and invite any synergies with other like-minded potential donors as well to support the activities. Also, that includes sort of a palette of options in cities and working with the concept of a city as a whole and increasing, for instance, the biodiversity and the green cover and this building into the plans of the private sector to claim impact, including, as was discussed this morning also, with corporate sustainability funding and also moving towards the voluntary markets as well for biodiversity certificates, nature-based solutions, and the idea of maybe credits or maybe claiming impact. It's a moving target right now, but it's not so important. The important thing is that we're working on information because the better the information is, and this is true also for carbon, the more interest the private sector has in claiming impact in a quantified way. And in terms of outcome finance or results-based finance, we think this is a very attractive new field and potential for action in cities. And I suppose this is also related to sort of our larger efforts to support the efforts of what we consider one of the core functions of the UNECE joint program with FAO of providing the European data and providing it in a more machine-to-machine world where we're going. And this may sound like science fiction, but it actually is legislation in the EU. It's also that you have to have data interfaces today, applied programming interfaces that really link the data that we have anyway, and that we're working also on digitalization in Switzerland, as many other countries are, and improving their forest data. And so much of this data is available across Europe, Eastern Europe, and this is something that we'd like to promote also some of the activities of FAO in support of countries with developing better forest inventories and better data and more assessments. And we're working also in parallel with FAO on this, as well as with UNECE. So we hope to try to bump this this technological potential a little bit with some targeted, not large scale, but well-conceived support in the sort of extra budgetary area. Thank you.